Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart.
All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 31 of Frank's Music Free for All podcast. This is the show where I play what I like, and I like what I play. And this week, I am joined by a very, very special guest, my good friend Faith. Say hello to the people, Faith.
Hello, people.
People, say hello to Faith. Okay, I heard them.
Cool.
Faith. I've been trying to get Faith on the show for a while now, and our schedules haven't synced up until now.
For some weird reason.
Yeah. It's not like we go to college or anything.
No. Not like, but I've been writing 120-something pages.
No. I mean, it's just... just silly things have gotten in the way. You know, nothing important. But
nah.
But we're finally doing it together, and that's great, because I've been looking forward to this for a while. Faith, why don't you tell the people where you're from, where else they can hear you on the internet, first of all?
All right. Well, over 6 months ago now, my friend Kai and I started the Chic Geek podcast, where we talk about all sorts of crazy things, girly, geeky. We have a lot of fun, and I think we have more male listeners than female listeners.
I'm one of them.
Frank would be one. It's kind of how Frank found me.
Yeah.
Sort of.
You know, we've been friends for like 5 months
since
now.
Since November.
That's kind of insane.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel that long, but it hasn't. We've been friends for a few months. Wow. Yeah, we met over Twitter, which is just the coolest thing ever.
The fateful Friday after Thanksgiving.
Black Friday.
Yep.
Good old Black Friday. Yeah, that was crazy. We are silly people. That's all I'm going to say about that. A couple of silly people. But here we are chatting away. And
yeah.
Faith's picked out a nice batch of songs that we're going to be listening to today. They're nice. It's very laid back. There's nothing too loud or angry. Mostly easy listening, a little bit of country. Everything I'm saying is a lie.
Yeah, I'm a Motown girl.
That isn't the last word I would use to describe you.
I know.
My girl, my girl.
I hate that song.
With the passion. I don't hate it. I mean, I don't hate Motown. It's not my favorite, but I don't.
I think it stems from bad high school dances memories.
Ah, well, that would do it. That would
have to stand and sway at the same time. Ugh. And all the guys were singing to their girlfriends, and me being the girl, I was like, can we leave now, please?
Oh, good times.
Oh, yeah, tons.
Well, why don't we tell them what the music is really like?
Okay, most people laugh when they hear the name, and it's currently not a playlist because I had to wipe my computer for the second time. But it's basically loud, sometimes angry chick music, and people laugh when they hear that because apparently they don't peg me for being that way.
It's a funny title. It is a funny title.
Very descriptive.
It works. It definitely works. Listening to these songs, I don't know anything else that... really describe it. You're really onto something there.
New genre.
Yeah. Well, the first song, getting right into it, is a song by Garbage.
Yeah.
And good old Shirley.
I love her.
She's great. And she's a surprisingly good actress.
That's actually how I found her. And then I realized they did The World Is Not Enough, and then I was hooked, and I've been listening to it ever since.
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
Garbage. It hasn't been that long.
Right. I mean, the show, season two started, what, September?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in case you don't know what we're talking about Terminator, the Sarah Connor Chronicles. She's in Terminator. She plays the role of a T-1000, the liquid mm-hmm. metal Terminator. And
she's hot.
She's awesome. She is awesome. It's her first acting gig, but she's really, really good at it. And of course, she's a phenomenal singer.
Yep. And she sings in the first episode.
Yes, which is so cool. But you've picked out Untouchable by Garbage for us. And it's a really good song. And I actually didn't realize that I knew this song. I mean, I heard it before, but I didn't connect that it was Garbage.
Well, you've heard it on our podcast before.
That's where I've heard it?
Yes.
Ah, I knew I heard it somewhere. I just assumed I heard it on the radio. Okay, then that's
Buffy season 3 episode. Because it was
okay. That's definitely the one. Because I've listened to that episode, I think, more than any other.
Really?
Yeah. I really like the discussion on that one.
Because we're both passionate about it.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Some might say that your enthusiasm is untouchable.
Ha ha ha.
Little segue there. You like that?
I like it. Let's
bring
do
it back. All right, let's go. Untouchable by Garbage.
Untouchable. You think you're untouchable.
That was Garbage with Untouchable. That was a really cool way to start things off.
I love that song. Sure.
Oh, yeah, that's great stuff. You have good taste. That's really good.
Aw, thank you.
Now, the the next song on our list is, I guess the next, yeah, well, the next song is not exactly loud and angry, but it is chick music. It's Ivy with Disappointed.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta have some Ivy.
Of course, yeah. I mean, that's, I actually really enjoyed this song a lot. You just got all the Ivy albums recently, right?
Yes. I went on an Ivy craze.
Yeah, that was
1 weekend.
That was a lot of music all at once that you got. But
well, I was up to like 3 a.m. writing papers, and usually I'll just put in and be like Buffy or Gilmore Girls or something.
Mm-hmm.
But the paper was so intense that I was just like, I'm just gonna need music, and I was like, Ivy, and yeah.
Good choice. It's good
Insanity
stuff.
Insanity ensued. Before you got to witness that.
Yeah, I witness a lot. I mean, I'm sure I don't witness a big chunk of your insanity, but I witness my fair share, I think.
Yeah, you do. A lot of it comes out on Twitter.
I love Twitter so much. I've said that before on all my podcasts, but man, Twitter's awesome. Unless, now, like, Oprah joins, and then, oh wait, she did.
Yeah. Sorry. Venting my personal opinion here. I'm not an Oprah fan.
Neither am I. When she joined Twitter, I was disappointed.
This is just going to be the day of bad puns.
Oh, yeah. It's pun day.
It's pun day.
Actually, it's Saturday, but whatever. Yeah. Disappointed by Ivy describes our feelings towards Oprah joining Twitter to a T. Or to an O.
Sort of.
She could
never be
that.
What we want her to be.
No. Never. Never quite will be. Well, while we ponder that, why don't you listen to Ivy singing Disappointed? that was Ivy with Disappointed. Good stuff.
We can never be what you... Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, Oprah. Now, so that kind of broke the loud and sometimes angry part. We're about to break the chick music part. This is kind of loud. Not necessarily angry. Reliant K. Now, this was one of my favorite tracks that you picked out, because I really like Reliant K.
Oh, I love them.
It's. I mean, I really, really like them. I don't have all of their stuff. I know I'm a bad person.
We'll have to work on that later.
Yeah, we'll talk. we'll talk to your people. I've been. It's not like that. I don't want to. My friend Steve is a big fan of theirs, and he was always trying to get me into them. But I know some of their songs, but I'm not completely familiar with them. I played them once before, actually. My favorite Reliant K song ever, "Crayons Can Melt on Us for All I Care."
Oh yeah, yep. That's a newer one.
Mm-hmm.
This is an old school one. This album came out when I was in 10th grade. Mm-hmm. Tells you how old I am.
Right. I was just being born around that time.
Yeah, but sorry. But it came out right before 10th grade started, and there was a group of us at my school, a group of us girls. We hung out all the time, and we all loved them. And the song that this is the second track on the album. The first track is called Chapstick and Things Like Chemistry, and we were taking chemistry that year, so it was awesome. But I actually didn't buy the CD until we went in October of that year to go see them in concert.
Oh, cool.
It was awesome. I loved them so much.
That must have been pretty cool.
Matt T was like my hero. I was in love with him. But yeah. But this being my favorite song, and this is not my favorite song, but it's one of the better ones.
This is a really good one.
I like
this. Good one. Yeah. And I like the album title. Two lefts don't make a right, but three do.
But three do. Yeah. But yeah, it came out when that whole kind of, not Skater Boy, but that kind of feel, and it started coming out in like album art and album titles and concerts. It was that whole movement that everybody's used to now. It started not too long before they became a group. Or it started again.
Right. It had its little revival.
From my generation. Yeah.
Right. Your generation is so much older than mine. Just so far away.
They have a track on this album about Jefferson Airplane, which made me really happy because I love Jefferson Airplane.
Cool. Oh, now I'm definitely getting this album. Okay.
Yes, you are.
That confirms it.
It's my second favorite album. There's it rocks.
Oh, cool. Okay. Wait, out of curiosity, which one's your favorite?
The one that came out before this, and of course, for the life of me, I cannot remember the title at the moment. It's Orange.
Okay.
But it's got Sadie Hawkins Dance on it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which, I don't know if you've heard Sadie Hawkins Dance.
I have, yeah. That's one of their more popular tracks. Did you use
that?
That
was
I think you might have used it, too.
Yeah, I definitely used it.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew it before that, but
it's a very interesting process.
Mm-hmm.
But I used it.
All right, well, here is Mood Rings by Reliant K.
We all know the girls that I am talking about. Well, they are time bombs and they are ticking. And the only question's when they'll blow up. And they'll blow up, we know that without a doubt. They're those girls, yeah, you know those girls that let their emotions get the best of them. And I contrive some sort of a plan to help my fellow man. Let's get emotional girls to all wear mood rings. So we'll be tipped off to when they're ticked off. Cause we'll know just what they're thinking. She's so pretty, but she doesn't always act that way. The moon's are swinging on the swings, and almost every day she said to me that she's so happy it's depressing. And now I said, would someone get that girl a new ring? If it's drama you want, then look no further. They're like the real world meets Boy Meets World, meets Days of Our Lives. And it just kills me how they get away with murder. They'll anger you, then bat their eyes. Those pretty eyes that watch you sympathize. TikTok, 'cause we'll know just what they're thinking, just what they're thinking. She's so pretty, but she doesn't always act that way. Her moods are swinging on the swings and almost every day. She said to me that she's so stressed out that it's soothing. And now I said, would someone get that girl a new ring? 'Cause when it's black means watch your back, because you're probably the last person in the world right now she wants to see. And when it's blue, it means that you should call her up immediately and ask her out, because you'll most likely agree. And when it's green, it simply means that she is really stressed. And when it's clear, it means she's completely emotionless. And that's alright, I must confess. We all know the girls that I am talking about. She liked you Wednesday, but now it's Friday, and she has to wash her hair. And it just figures that we'll never figure them out. Well, first she's Jekyll, and then she's Hyde. At least she makes a lovely pair. Mood ring, oh mood ring, oh tell me, will you bring the key to unlock this mystery of girls and their emotions? Play it back in slow motion so I may understand the complex infrastructure known as the female mind.
That was terrible.
And that was Reliant K with Mood Rings.
Yay!
Love that stuff. Love it.
Good song.
I am most definitely going to work on my Reliant K, completing my Reliant K collection.
You should.
Because it's just a necessity. In fact, it's kind of weird. It's like someone's been telling me to do it, because there's my friend Steve. There's you picking this song. I was talking to a cousin of mine last week, and he was telling me how much he loves them. So, yeah, I the signs are all pointing to it. It's time. All right. Well, getting back to the chick music.
Yay, chick music.
Chick music. Now, this one kind of surprised me. Selena Gomez... Selena Gomez banging a drum, or bang a drum, rather.
Okay, I have to explain this.
Please, explain away.
Because everybody knows Selena Gomez as Wizards of Waverly Place, and she's a Disney Channel kid, and yeah, I follow her on Twitter, but yeah, I like the Disney Channel. Uh-huh. But I also have an obsession with old 80s dance movies.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
The Easton family just recently put out another Cinderella story, which was one of the best dance movies I have seen in forever. And I loved it, and I love the music. And I just had so much fun with this song that I don't care if it's Selena Gomez, and you can make fun of me if you want.
I'm not.
I've used it on the podcast.
I fear you too much.
You should.
Yes, I have learned. 5 short months, and you get me into shape. I'm a broken man. Anyway, Selena Gomez, bang a drum. Here it is.
Just
was Selena Gomez in all her Disney-fied glory with Bang a Drum.
But it wasn't a Disney movie.
That wasn't a Disney movie? Another Cinderella
No,
story?
It was ABC Family.
Oh, well, they're owned by Disney.
They are?
Yeah, ABC is owned by Disney.
Are you sure?
Disney. I'm absolutely 1,000% positive.
ABC owns Disney, but does Disney own ABC Family?
It's all part of the same... It's all under the same ownership. It's one big umbrella. You're evil.
It's the Bork.
Bad faith. Bad.
not the newspaper.
Now, the last time I played this group, it was actually at your request. You emailed me, or you sent me a request on the forums. And you asked me to play something by the Bangles. So I did. And now here you are.
Hello.
Here you are playing the Bangles on my show.
Again.
So you're just infiltrating the show and making it all about the Bangles.
I am. Well, I'm infiltrating your life, Frank.
That's true. And it's kind of, we have to talk about this. All right. We have to have an intervention.
I'm staging a hostile takeover. Only you don't know it yet.
No, the problem is I know it and I'm not doing anything to stop it. It's like anything you recommend, I suddenly have to do.
Oh, and yeah. Have you?
And I enjoy it. Cough, cough, the Unusuals, cough, cough.
Ah, yes.
I'd never even heard of that show, and you're suddenly like, oh, you're watching this. And I'm like, I guess I am.
Well, it was Amber Tamblyn. You can't not love Amber.
She is really cool. She is
you
really cool.
You have got to watch Joan. That is on your list, correct? Joan of Arcadia, my first experience with a canceled television show.
Yeah.
It's only 2 seasons. It'll take you 3 days to catch it.
I know. Just looking at this list, I'm having a hard time working through Angel.
Yeah, that's a harder one.
It is. I mean, I like it, but it's sort of hard to get myself through. Buffy, I've like flew through. Once I got like the hang of it, it took me a while. Like it took me a long time to watch seasons 1 and 2, but then after that, I just flew.
Yeah, I came back to my computer one day after being in class, and you had watched an entire season.
An entire season, yeah. I watched season 3 in one day.
I was like, wait!
24 hours. It was
yeah. Awesome. No, I didn't watch Angel until over the summer. Summer 08, I guess you have to say now. But I watched it. I worked crazy hours and worked 2 jobs, so I would come home at like midnight would be when I got off. And I would watch it downstairs. And there are parts, and I'll tell you later when you get there, but there are parts where I thought I had woken up my family because I would start screaming at the TV.
Wow.
Just shrieking. There are parts that are really, really good.
Is it like fangirl shrieking or like, oh my God, that was scary shrieking?
Both.
Oh, okay. All right.
But,
I have some fangirl shrieking in my future then. All right, cool.
Yeah, you do.
But that has nothing to do with the Bangles.
That has absolutely
whatsoever.
Nothing to do with the Bangles.
The point is, you're invading my life, and there's nothing I can do to stop it.
Nope. I'll make you watch Gilmore Girls, which is where I found the Bangles.
Can't hear you, la 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 la.
Gilmore Girls! They do a live performance. There's an episode, the very first episode of Gilmore Girls I ever watched was when they go to the Bangles concert.
Oh, wow, really?
It's awesome.
Oh, you know what, Faith? You know what I'm gonna have to watch it on YouTube. Okay. I got you. The Bangles. I can't do a segue for this one. I'm sorry. I was gonna try and be like, oh, I'm so restless. You'll be restless until I watch Gilmore Girls. How about that? Does that work? Not really. Okay, let's listen to some music. Restless by The Bangles.
Another girl, I'll leave it up to you, but I won't be texted.
Okay, well, that was the Bangles with Restless. And,
yay! You know how long it took me to find that CD?
Was that the one that, like, you lost and then you found again?
It's the one I lost. I couldn't find. I had to rebuy on iTunes because the album's out of print.
Oh, yeah. I remember that story.
That night, I went crazy because I wanted to listen to the Bangles and I couldn't find it.
Yeah, you were freaking out.
I was.
Not that I blame you. I mean, are they your favorite band?
They're one of them. They're at the top.
Do you have a favorite? A one favorite?
No. I'm not like you. I have enough love for all.
See, I just have the one favorite, and then after that, it kind of gets blurry.
I just have phases. Evidently, I'm weird. I have phases, and I'm just like, oh, I love this.
Too.
And then I'm like, oh, I love this.
Right. I think everybody has like music phases, but
well, I have everything phases. So.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So do I, really. With everything, I think most people do. But when it comes to music, I mean, even if I do have my phases, there's that one constant. The Beatles will always be my favorite.
Yeah. See, I get. Oh, this would have been really appropriate to say before, but I get really restless with my music. As seen by the Ivy craze.
Pun fail. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the Ivy craze.
I made a pretty good one, thank you.
No, but your timing was all...
Oh, yeah, my timing was bad. I don't care about my timing.
Well, I don't care about you.
You will bow to my timing.
I do. Yeah. I'm bowing right now. You can't see me, but I'm bowing.
I need to get a webcam so I can... see that.
Yes. I am your victim.
Oh gosh.
Speaking of which,
another awesome 80s group person.
Pat Benatar.
I love her.
Pat Benatar. Or however you want to say it. Pat Benatar. One of the truly the great voices of the 80s.
I consider her a great proponent of angry chick music.
Absolutely. Heartbreaker? I mean, that's all I've got to say.
Yeah. It was very, very hard to pick one song.
I'm sure, because she's got a lot of them that fit this category.
I don't actually have all her albums. I have one Greatest Hits that's like 20 songs long, and then I have... Get Nervous, and I have Heat of the Night.
Uh-huh.
So I have the two great albums. But...
That's cool, yeah. I'm not sure my dad has a huge record collection. He may actually have a Pat Benatar album or two. I'm not positive. Cool. I don't know if he does. My sister's a big Pat Benatar fan. She'll be very happy when she hears this.
Good, she should be. All women should be Pat Benatar fans. Oh gosh, I'm getting in my feminism phase again. Shut me up now.
Do you like a soapbox?
No, I don't need a soapbox. I gave my presentation. I am done with feminism for a while.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And now I've thoroughly confused your audience.
Yeah. Do you want to explain that, or should we just leave that the way it is?
We can leave it the way it is.
Okay. I mean, if you want to explain
that. Suffer in their confusion.
All right.
If you want to understand, go to Chic Geek, that hasn't come out yet.
There we go. When it comes
probably out. Probably episode 20.
Okay.
It'll be Faith's presentation, and you'll understand.
All will be revealed.
Ta-da!
Hanger.
Nothing will be the same.
In a world where Faith gives presentations.
It's a scary world, let me tell you. Especially on my poor little conservative campus.
I've been there. I've been to your world. All 45 minutes of that. I was like, yes, ma'am. All right.
I'm not that scary.
I was a victim. A victim of your...
But you wanted to be.
Yes,
a
willing
desire.
A willing victim. I was like the beta tester victim.
You were.
In a manner of speaking. But at least that wasn't Pat Benatar's victim. But all of you are about to be. You bring out the worst in me. You just make me do the worst puns. You know that? I blame you for this. All your fault.
Hey, at least I'm laughing.
You are laughing.
Usually you have to have imaginary people laugh at you.
That's true. The voices inside my head keep me company.
Mm-hmm. Do they go, aw?
Yes, they pity me a lot. The voices inside my own head pity me. That poor idiot. Okay, that is enough rambling for now, Frank Ramblings. Pat Benatar with The Victim.
Bring a pen on your gun, bring a way.
And that was The Victim by Pat Benatar.
Yay!
All right, we're like a steam train here. We're just moving along with the loud and sometimes angry Super Chick music.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's right. I crossed that line. Twofer!
That was so bad.
Oh, I hate myself so much. Super Chick.
Another classic band from when I was in high school.
Woo!
I'm so sad I can say that, but, you know, I'm graduating college, so.
Yeah. Because you're old like that.
Oh, yeah. Very, very old.
Ancient person. I'm surprised you've been. You haven't, like, taken a nap?
Older than you.
Older than me.
I napped before this.
That's true, but you're so old. I mean, I just think you'd need, like. You're napping right now, aren't you?
Yes. This is the Faith Bot talking.
Faith Bot? Well, what does the Faith Bot think about Super Chick and Cross the
Line? This is off their latest album. It came out last year. But Super Chick's been around for a while. They're pretty cool. I like them. What'd you think? Had you ever heard Super Chick before?
I actually never had heard them before.
Ah, and they're like the girl version of Reliant K.
You know what? That's actually a really good analogy, because that's...
They're from the same category.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, I really like this song. I might have to check them out.
Yay!
Over my life. Okay. while I try to resist the Borg, you listen to Super Chick with Cross the Line.
Follow the leader, stay in the lines. What will people think of what you've done?
Super Chick with Cross the Line, and Cross the Line they did.
Yes.
They certainly rocked what they got.
That's the name of the album.
Mm-hmm.
I know you know that, but your listeners might not, so I'm pointing that out.
Well, I figured you'd point it out, and if you didn't, I would. But yeah, that is Super Chick. Excellent choice, my dear. That is good stuff.
Thank you.
Now the oh, sorry, I stuttered.
Oh my gosh.
Now I'm just going out of my way for these. You know, it's one thing when they work, it's another thing when I just... I'm sorry to all of you who aren't listening to me anymore. The next song that Faith has picked out for us is Stutter by Elastica.
Now, did you know about Elastica before you
heard
me talk
about
it?
I knew about Elastica, yes, yes. I did.
Okay, good. A lot of people don't. Another band I discovered through Gilmore Girls.
Hmm, okay.
They have really good music choice. You would really enjoy it.
La 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 la. Not listening, not listening, not listening.
I'll wear you down.
Probably. Anyway, yeah, Elastica. Now, they're a 90s band, aren't they?
Yes, 90s British.
Hmm.
Kind of the same, a little earlier than Garbage.
Mm-hmm, right, right. And a little more British than Garbage.
A little bit more British.
Mm-hmm. I really like this song, though.
Me too! It's one of the only ones that's over 2 minutes long. I don't know if you've ever actually listened to any of their stuff, aside from what I put on the podcast, but
it's
like...
Is most of their stuff that short?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Like, when I put it on, because she's on the podcast, we make sure we don't use the entire thing, because we're
not
a music podcast, we're a talking podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's really hard for me to find ways to cut it so it doesn't last the whole song.
Right. I didn't realize they were that, most of their songs were that short.
Because, you know, my usual closing length is about a minute and a half of music.
Ah, so.
A little less than a minute and a half. And so when we do closing music using Elastica, it has to get creative. And it suddenly becomes really short.
Where did it all go?
Pretty much.
Okay, well, I think that's all we have to say about that, so let's get right into Stutter by Elastica. With Stutter.
Yay!
Now we go from a British band to a band named after a city.
Yep.
That doesn't really work. That really, I fail. Berlin.
Yay, another classic 80s. Most people know them for Take My Breath Away, that was in Top Gun, which is one of my favorite movies, mm-hmm. and is how I discovered Berlin. But this remix was on a 80s compilation CD, one of those crazy ones you can get at Walmart from my 80s obsession phase. But I just really, really, really love this remix. I've heard the original, and it's just not as good.
Well, this is a really good version. I actually really enjoyed this.
It's a lot of fun.
It is, yeah. That's the best way to describe it. It's just fun. It's a fun song.
Yep. It's a great driving song.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, here is Berlin with the Metro Segway Segway Sputnik Remix.
I'm alone, sitting with my empty glass. My four walls follow me through my past. I was on a Paris train. I emerged in London rain, and you were waiting there, swimming through apologies. I remember searching for the perfect words. I was hoping next to me, riding on the metro. You wore white, smiling as you took my hand. So removed, we spoke of winter time in France. Shallow words. Years have passed and still I heard. Oh, I can see you now, smiling as I pulled away. I remember the little wrinkle in my hand. I love you always, filled my eyes. I remember a night we walked along the sea, right. I remember a feeling coming over me. The soldier turned, he looked away. I remember hating you for loving me, riding on the metro. With my broken glass, my four walls follow me through my past. I was on a Paris train. I emerged in London rain, and you were waiting there, swimming through apologies. I remember searching for the perfect words. I was hoping you might change your mind. I remember a soldier sleeping next to me, riding on the metro. Yeah.
that was the Metro Segway Segway Sputnik remix by Berlin.
Yay!
Fun stuff. You know, that's just a fun song that... It's a good song to, like for in the car or something. It's just... It's good for that. I like songs like
that. Try driving around mountains listening to that song.
Yeah, no mountains to speak of here.
Yeah, that's so sad. There's no mountains here either. I miss my mountains.
I don't even know where the nearest mountain is.
Upstate New York.
Yeah, but, well, yeah, I mean, I've been upstate in the mountains, but I mean, I'm not sure if that's the closest. I guess
well, it depends. Because you're right near the border, and my parents are from the border of New York and Pennsylvania, and they have mountains on both sides. Like, they're in the middle of the mountains.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't really know.
Upstate New York is gorgeous.
I love upstate New York.
I love it, but I wouldn't be able to live there. I'm too much of a city person.
You are a city boy. I used to live in the city for the summer. I'm excited.
That is cool, yeah.
If I can find a place to live and a loan to pay for the tuition.
Mm-hmm. money.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, we go from one remix to another.
Yay!
Now, this one I know is very... special for you.
Yes, this song is near and dear to my heart, which is pretty funny when you actually listen to it.
Yeah, that's true. Would you say this is descriptive of you in any way? Living Dead Girl by Rob Zombie?
No.
No?
Should I explain the significance of this song?
I think you should, yeah.
Okay. I'm a big Buffy fan, and I'm a huge fan of Faith from Buffy. Okay, now most people think, once they hear that I say my name is Faith on the internet because I'm a fan of Faith. No, my name really is Faith, and I'm a fan of Faith. Mm-hmm. Just wrap your brain around that for a minute. A lot of times. I'll just say I'm having a Lee Hain moment because that's her last name. But this song is from one of the best Faith scenes in all of Buffy, and it actually takes place on Angel, but one of the best scenes ever. I love this scene. It's a dance scene. It's one of the two dance scenes that happens on the show, and yeah, it's pretty cool.
Faith is a pretty awesome character, I'm not gonna lie. She is so... she's awesome.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
So, actually, this is going to tie in nicely with the next thing we have. But
But
for now, here is Rob Zombie with Living Dead Girl, Subliminal Seduction Mix.
What are you thinking about?
Something you are.
Yeah.
that was Living Dead Girl by Rob Zombie, the Subliminal Seduction mix.
And I apologize to all your listeners who turned off because it was not what they're used to hearing.
It's okay, though. I mean, it's, you know, it's a dance song. I mean, it's a dance remix, but it's cool. And I like it because, I mean, I haven't gotten that far in Angel yet, but I've seen the scene that you're referring to that the song is from.
Have you finished season one? Awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'm in early season two now.
Well, then you've seen it.
No.
Yes.
She wasn't in season one.
You're missing episodes.
I guess I must be.
We must rectify.
I didn't think I was, otherwise I wouldn't have moved on to season two.
555 and Sanctuary.
Yeah, I'm looking on Wikipedia. There they are. Okay. Well, that would be the problem. Well, I feel foolish. But then again, it's not really my fault because the episode listing I had was faulty. All right.
This is why you talk to me.
This is why I talk to you. It's the only reason I keep you hanging around.
That's what I thought.
Oh, and that and you'll kill me if I don't. Anyway.
Exactly.
Well, you were apologizing for it being different, but it's awesome. It is really cool song and a really cool scene. And, actually, it ties in with the next song because...
Yes.
Both songs are related to Eliza Dushku.
Who we love.
We do love her. She is all kinds of... She is my kind of awesome.
She's your brand of heroin.
There we go. Yeah, she's... my future wife. Anyway.
She just doesn't know it yet.
Yeah, she'll figure it out. It's fine. We're MySpace friends now. She'll find out.
I need to get a MySpace.
Yes, you do.
I don't like making those things, so I'm no good at it.
You don't even have to use it. Just use it to get her video blogs.
Ah, Liza. She's
Twitter's
awesome.
Better. She is amazing, better. Okay? She is really, really cool. Really, really cool. And if you're not watching Dollhouse, you are a fool. But this song actually comes... Yeah, check it out and help it stay on the air. You can... If you like Dollhouse, you can listen to Echo Alert, the Dollhouse podcast at www.echoalert.tk. But anyway, this song comes from...
Laughing.
Don't laugh. Don't laugh at me plugging myself on my own show. this song comes from episode 3, Stage Frights.
Yes.
I had to think for a second. Yeah, 4 is Grey Hour. For a second I thought it was 4, but no, 4 is Grey Hour. Yeah, episode 3, Stage Fright, in which she is a backup singer / security guard, bodyguard, for a pop star. And they used this song, Superstar, by Kimberly Cole.
Who is actually in the episode. Did
yeah.
I tell you about this?
I actually saw it on Wikipedia. I didn't realize that until I looked it up when you sent me this song, or you told me you wanted to do the song. That's pretty cool. I didn't realize that was her.
Yep. She was recently interviewed on Jost.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
how I
yeah.
found out the album was
last
available.
Episode. Yeah, I still have to listen to that. I'm kind of afraid of listening to Jost because I don't want to get spoiled for Angel.
Oh wait, yeah. I'll send you some timestamps to get you through.
I'll just skip through the episode too because they started talking about Spike versus Angel.
Yeah.
I was like, I want to hear this because they're going to reference stuff I haven't seen yet.
Yeah, I'll get you some timestamps.
All right, cool. You're the best.
I know.
I don't remember the
smash
last.
Smash it, time. Frank.
Smash it! Oh, you are good.
I know.
You are a good person and a good friend.
I'm a superstar.
Oh, who do you think you are, me? I have some competition, don't I?
Yeah, you do. I'm really good at the bad puns.
I hate you.
I hate you too.
Aww. It's a hate.
Are the little voices
Twitter.
In your side your head pitying you right now?
Yes, they're consoling me.
Aww.
It's a hatred.
Need to get you a studio audience.
Mm-hmm. Thing is, that's you.
That is me.
While we smash it like superstars, you go ahead and listen to Kimberly Cole with Smash It, or Superstar.
Superstar.
Whatever you want to call it. Superstar, Smash It.
You're a superstar, and when I feel you, are you thinking? You think you're so damn hot.
Superstar, superstar, driving in your fancy car, wishing you could take me home. You got the lingo and the pedigree, to flip the script and get to me, but you just can't get off your phone.
Don't mean to burst your bubble, don't wanna waste your time.
I get the feeling your priorities are out of line.
Even though I know you're trouble, you're gonna do just fine.
You rehearsed your lines and now it's time for you to shine.
Limousines, flash a little jewelry. You bought it all, but I'm not sold. The audience will never see the real you, cause it's VIP. You gave your soul like it.
Cole with Superstar Smash It from
Yay!
Dollhouse Episode 3 Stage Fright.
Right. I have to stop trying to talk at the same time you do because it won't come through at the same time.
Skype is like that.
Skype, you fail me.
Mm,
no, wait, I take it back. Please don't die.
Well, yeah, it's actually been remarkably good to us considering the difficulties that we sometimes have.
Yeah, my computer doesn't like me.
But right for the last hour, it's been liking you.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I expect it to crash at any time.
Yeah, exactly. Your time is running out.
Yep.
That was actually our last song for the day.
Sad.
Sad stuff.
I'm disappointed.
Well, we have to have you back on sometime.
Okay.
We definitely have to have you back on because this was fun. Just a lot of fun. I always like having guests, but this was a ton of fun. So thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It was pleasure.
Cool. I don't want to say fun because you've been using that a lot.
Enjoyable. A blast.
Enjoyable. I'm rather fond of the experience.
There we go. That's fond is like your word.
It is.
Yeah.
That's because I can use it with my sarcastic voice. I've been writing way too long, man.
Yeah, you need to take a break, a mental break.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's been great. This was a really good time. Hope to do it again soon. Faith, why don't you plug Sheet Geek and whatever else you want to plug?
Okay. Well, you can listen to me talk pretty much like this craziness on with my friend Kai on Sheet Geek podcast, sheetgeekpodcast.blogspot.com. You could also, I have done a couple guest spots on Jost, and everybody should always check out Jost if you like anything Whedon. I did a couple segments for them a while ago, but I love them. So Jost.com. And I recently started working on Angel Between the Lines, which will be coming in the fall. So if you listen to watch Angel, check it out. It's going to be pretty cool. It's an audio drama. I'm excited.
You should be. That's really cool. I wish I was able to try out, but I didn't want to just because I hadn't seen the show yet.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You can still work on the crew.
Right. That's true.
I'm going to recruit you.
Yep. If there's a season 2, I will do it.
Oh, there'll be a season 2.
Hope so.
They've already done 2 seasons of Buffy Between the Lines, and they're keeping that going.
That is true. Are they going for season 3?
I think so, and they're doing Angel Between the Lines, and they're going to do Firefly Between the Lines.
They are?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say I'd try it for Buffy Between the Lines, but now I don't know. Maybe I want to do Firefly.
Tabs and Kim are awesome. I haven't done Jost in a while, though, because I haven't had anything interesting to say. You should watch this show, because I just tell you. But, if you watch the TV show Bones, I've been doing the news for them. They're awesome. Crystal and Logan, they rock. They let me do the news, and it's not always, I don't think it's very interesting, but they don't tell me to stop doing it, so I guess it's okay.
How could you be not interesting?
I'm talking by myself about news. I basically just read off what I have.
But you have that whole sarcasm thing going.
I know, I need to work on it. It's just, my computer's been giving me a real hard time lately, so I've just been like, I have to record. But I have my little red recorder now, so we'll see.
Voice recorder.
Yes. But, Squint Squad, I can't think of the website right now, because I'm drawing a blank, because it's been that kind of day, but Google it, or on iTunes.
I'll put it in the show notes.
The show notes? Oh, yay! Yep, and I think that's it. Do I do anything else? You know better than me.
You have a lovely blog.
Oh, yeah. My poor little blog hasn't been updated in forever.
You've been busy writing other things.
Yeah. Faithfullygeeky.blogspot.com. It's a knitting blog.
Which I actually read and enjoy.
And I have... Which point everybody's just kind of like, ew!
But see, I have never even touched a knitting needle, and yet I enjoy it just because, I guess because you, like, of your style, you say funny things. You're one of those funny people.
I'm a funny person? Oh dear.
You're a funny person.
Uh-oh.
In a good way.
In a good way?
It's a compliment.
Cool.
All right, well, those are all the ways to reach Faith. That'll all be in the show notes.
So you can avoid.
So you can be sure to check it out. If you want to get in touch with me, there is, of course, the website, frankpodcast.tk. That's www.frankpodcast.tk, where you can download the episodes and the playlist to go with them so you know which song is which and who sings it. There's the email address, frankpodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, frankpodcast. It's at frankpodcast.
Yay, Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter. Yay!
You did a woohoo!
Oh, wait, sorry. I need a Faith woohoo before my life be complete.
Okay, well, I'll throw in an element.
Alright. And, that is our show for today. Thanks very much, Faith, for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'll be back, hopefully in 2 weeks, as per usual. Until then, bye everybody.
Bye!
Take is equal to
Singing Terminators, that's just...
scary.
Terminator the musical.
Oh, gosh. Did you see that clip?
Which clip?
The April Fool's clip?
No.
Oh, gosh. It wasn't very good, but they had a fake interview with...
With Decker and Brian Austin Green and Summer?
Yes.
Yes, I did see that one. Oh, my God, yeah.
Terminator the musical? Are you crazy?
No, I forgot that was in that, actually. Yeah. She had them going for a while on that.
I was Decker... bored, but
well, yeah,
that
me
part
too,
was funny.
But Decker believed her.
Yeah.
And he was getting, like, upset about the whole musical thing.
That was pretty funny.
That was, yeah. Don't laugh at me.
I can't help it. It's so funny.
I try to be. I rarely succeed. This is actually, I think I'm just going to have you on every week so you can laugh at my jokes.
Okay.
So I usually don't have an audience, so I just have to sort of hope it didn't bomb.
Oh, I laugh all the time when I listen to your podcast.
Well, then you're just gonna record a laugh track, and I'm gonna insert it every week. And that's what we'll
that
do.
That would not be hard. Just carry a recorder around for me for like 5 minutes. Or just talk to you on AIM and record my reactions. I think Chris gets so annoyed with me.
You laugh that much out loud at things I say?
At things everybody says.
Oh, okay. You're just a big laugher.
Yeah, I am.
Big waller.
I'm a happy person.
You are a happy person. That's true.
Who listens to angry music?
Yeah. You gotta balance it out somehow.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you should use all this enduring music stuff as, like...
Bloopers at the end?
Yes.
I'm totally doing that. I do that already. Whenever I have a guest on, the last couple of times I had a guest, I did exactly that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I want to say I heard that. It's been a while since I've heard you with a guest.
Yeah.
Your sister, the last one.
My sister. Did I do? Yeah, I guess that was the last one.
I think, because that was Christmas.
Yeah, that was Christmas.
That
yeah, I guess I didn't.
After Christmas, because I was on pain medication, so I couldn't.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
The infamous Faith Step 48 hours watching Smallville on pain meds and twittering about it.
Yeah.
See,
nobody yelled at you. Nobody yelled at you when you tweeted Smallville. People started yelling at me when I tweet Buffy. No. Faith's watching Smallville. That's fine.
Well, that's because nobody else was watching it at the time. There's lots of people watching Buffy right now.
But people who weren't watching were getting mad at me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I haven't yelled. Have I yelled once?
No.
There has been no yelling since
no
that
yelling from you.
Fateful. What the heck do you think you're doing? I have not seen this episode yet. You ruined it for me. Oh, wait. No, you didn't. That was only one part. Never mind.
I'm sorry.
You're never living that down.
I'm still sorry. 5 months later and I'm still sorry. That was before Thanksgiving. That was like a couple weeks before Thanksgiving, wasn't it? I think that was before.
Yeah, that was Abyss, and I was listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was listening to The Shoe for it on that 7-hour drive I had to Thanksgiving.
Oh.
My God, if it wasn't for Shoe, I would not survive these road trips I'm forced to take.
I love Shoe.
Me too. It's the unedited one got me all the way to Virginia. In the rain.
Which one? The first one or the one about shippers?
The first one.
Those were fun.
I like them.
I didn't even go back and listen to the edited ones because I mean I have them on my hard drive, but I didn't listen to them.
You think they've finished Disappointed yet?
Good point.
We are still podcasting, Frank.
We are still podcasting. Yeah.
Yeah, Chris wanted me to go with him to watch the hockey game about half an hour away, and I was like, sorry, I'm podcasting with Frank, and even though it might only be an hour total, it'll take like 3 or 4.
Well, we haven't Skyped in a while, too. That's another thing. So we haven't actually, like...
We haven't had verbal...
Yeah.
I haven't watched Heroes. Have you watched it without me? Sorry, tangent here for a second.
I actually did watch the last episode.
I haven't seen it yet. Was there any good?
It was pretty good, yeah. Okay, let's listen to some music. Restless by the Bangles. On 101.2 WFUV. That's getting cut. Just realized what a horribly DJ voice I did.
It was a good one, though.
Yeah. When I do get into radio, that's never coming out again.
And I hope not.
No.
I'll think of slimy men in, like, scary oilskin suits.
All right, well, that was the Bangles, and we're back.
Yeah. Hide. Must hide now. Can't move because I'm attached to the computer.
You're tethered to it.
I am. It's my life's blood.
Mine too. It's from my computer. My iPod Touch is
new. Oh, you're so special. You have an iPod Touch.
Alright, you know what? Meh.
Everyone has one but me.
Well, I only have it because I bought it from a friend.
But I have a really cool red. I have a really cool red recorder, so I can't complain.
That is true.
It's and crazy.
What kind of iPod do you have?
The Video Nano.
Okay, cool.
I got it last Christmas because my parents had no clue what to get me, and it was on sale.
Very cool. The, like, the long one, it's or, pretty, like, the square one?
The square one. It fits in that little inner pocket that you can't ever put anything.
I like that one.
I love it.
I think that's cool. My sister has the new one. The newer Nano, the one that's, like, long and thin. I don't like that one as much. I think the square one.
I don't like... I love mine. It's so cute.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. When those came out, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool looking.
My dad's so funny. He bought it in the color to match my computer. And my computer matches my printer. Broken. So everything matches. Everything's silver and
that's
white.
Cool. That's cool. I never match my things like that. I just buy
I don't one. Either. I just get them. If I'd been thinking, I would have bought the silver recorder instead. But the red one was so pretty.
Red is a nice color. Is red your
I'm
favorite?
I'm not a big red person, but it's pretty.
Blue's my favorite.
I like purple. Green is my favorite color, but I seem to do everything purple now.
Hmm.
I'm the purple girl.
If they make green raspberries.
Ooh. Nope, they only make purple ones and blue ones. And actually, they're not really purple, they're more pink.
And they're not really made.
Where do they get blue raspberries?
From Willy Wonka.
Oh, okay.
The Oompa Loompas do it. Don't laugh about that. It's serious stuff, right?
Sorry, I'm not laughing, I promise.
Yeah, you better not be. We are bad.
We are really bad.
I don't even want to cut most of this.
I don't either.
I mean, the stuff between songs, I think I'll make them bloopers, but I think the stuff...
All the rest of that randomness.
Yeah, I think I'm going to keep that in, because it's just funny.
Now you know how she geek ends up the way it is.
Yeah, it's great. That's why. Oh, I miss She Geek. I mean, I totally understand why you haven't been able.
We miss She Geek too.
Yeah, I know. I miss this when I don't get to do it for long periods of time.
Yeah.
Because it's still like my favorite one to do because it was the one that started them all.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for almost 3 years now.
Wow.
Although there was like I took like almost a year off, so that kind of doesn't count. But 3 years since I started it.
Well, I'm up to 3 podcasts now that I work on.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about that? I'm doing Angel Between the Lines.
Yes, you. Well, I saw on Twitter. You didn't tell me, but I saw it on Twitter.
I got my editing assignments.
Oh, cool.
I saw the spreadsheet, so I wrote the deadline on my calendar.
Awesome. So, did you... What exactly is your role? I mean, meaning both your actual... I mean, do you have a speaking part, first of all? Or are you just sort of...
I do when they have a script that they need a female character.
Okay, cool. And then from that, you're helping...
And then everybody who acts does some sort of crew work, so I'm doing some editing.
Very cool.
and probably some blogging at some point if they need me.
That's a smart way to do it, to have everybody pitch in and do some behind-the-scenes stuff, too.
It weeds out the people who don't care.
Right, right. It just leaves the most dedicated.
Of which that's I am definitely one.
Oh, yeah.
Podcasting comes before schoolwork.
I wish I was that. I have to become a little more dedicated to podcasting.
You are, man.
I do two shows.
You do a Whedon podcast.
I do a Whedon podcast, that's true.
That's the epitome of dedication, because that gets a ball of attention, and then it's kind of insane.
Yeah, I'm kind of overwhelmed by all the attention we're getting.
I would be. I'm jealous.
It's cool.
You have the resources to do it, so go for it, man.
I guess, yeah. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just love it. I love the show, and I love podcasting, and I love chocolate,
yeah,
and I love... Hey, sorry, did I go on? I love steak.
Okay. It's like the podcast behind the podcast.
It's, oh my god. That's like my next podcast. Podcast the podcast.
Oh gosh.
Podcast behind the scenes.
I think that would be cool.
That would be. It's just like us talking. Like every episode we get ready, we're warming up to do a podcast, we never actually get to do it.
I would listen to that. I did not know you'd never heard of them before.
I actually never did, yeah.
I have yet to see them in concert, but I love them.
I'm sure you'll fix that one day.
Someday.
Yeah, over the rainbow.
I said someday, not somewhere.
I don't care. I just go for the references whether they make sense or not.
Great.
You got it.
Great.
It was close enough that you got it. God. Hey, yeah. Okay.
We need help.
We need all sorts. I'm the one. You're fine. I need help. Okay. Focus, focus, focus.
Ah! Hold on. I lost my earphone. You're going to have to cut this part out. Okay. There we go.
All right, folks. And that's all we have for today. Bye.
Hey!
Oh, sorry.
Can that cut out Berlin?
I'm not cutting anything out, alright? I'm just posting this as is. I'm not even putting the music in. We're just posting it like this.
That's sad.
Let's see what we got. It's already 53 minutes of nonsense.
Oh gosh. It's gonna be your longest podcast ever.
No, my longest podcast ever I think was the one I did with my friend Shannon or my friend Vin. It was like 2 hours. Insane. Insanium in the cranium.
Well, you... Until Steve, you had the record for longest podcast of Sheet Geek.
Which one?
I don't know. Both of them?
Oh, okay.
Steve's really long, and then after that's you.
Wow.
For guest stars. Very long-winded.
Yeah. It's kind of my gift and my curse.
No, we just babble.
Okay,
but
Berlin.
Anyway, Berlin.
Berlin. The Metro.
And this is the remix.
Yes, this... How do you even pronounce that? This
Segway Sputnik.
Because the way I have it spelled here is not spelled like Segway. I guess it's like Segway. Segway.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. All I know is Sputnik.
Sputnik.
Oh, dear God.
Did you get that reference? Tell me you got that reference. It was a very, very obscure reference. You did!
I did. I can't tell you right off the top of my head what it's from, but I got the reference.
Okay.
Because I've heard it.
It's from Toy Story 2.
Yes. Stinky. I got the reference. Yes.
When he's talking all about, like, what changed, how come cowboy toys weren't popular anymore. Two words. Sputnik.
Nick.
I didn't realize until a couple months ago that was Kelsey Grammer.
Obviously, I didn't realize that till now because I have no clue who that is because I'm just that
Frasier.
Clueless to them.
Frasier.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just that out of it today. I'm sorry. I wrote 40 pages.
Yeah, you're off the hook for that. You're fine.
Yes.
Cool. you're forgiven.
But yeah, but back to Berlin. Most people Berlin. Know...
Okay, I'm really... Because my... Now I'm really upset, because now I moved on to season two and I didn't apparently didn't finish season one. I hate skipping episodes.
I know.
So now I'm really upset. Ah. Well, thank you for telling me, though.
You're welcome. Otherwise, you would have finished and been like, Faith, I haven't seen these episodes.
I know. I'd be like, what?
Jim? I'd be like, you big dummy.
I will never trust, like, one. I'm going to have to, like, look at multiple episode listings from now on.
Yeah.
Because the only
time... Yeah, 5x5 in Sanctuary.
The only time I've seen her in the show so far is, like, when Angel goes to visit her in prison.
Yeah, there's two episodes to lead up to that.
Okay.
5x5 in Sanctuary.
Okay.
They're right at the end of season one, so it's like disc four, five. I want to say it's just five.
Oh wow, there they are.
Oh wow, there they are.